Welcome to Democracy Talk Fest podcast. My name is Lawrence Wojciechowski, and I'm your host. Like my Facebook page, Democracy Talk Fest, tweet me at DemocracyTalkF1, follow me on Instagram at TalkFestDemocracy. Subscribe and listen to the Democracy Talk Fest podcast. Bookmark my website, democracytalkfest.com. I'm still working on the website, so bookmark it, and I'll get to that very shortly. Find the Democracy Talk Fest podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Breaker, CastBox, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, Anchor.fm, and at democracytalkfest.com. We are saving democracy now. Viva democracy! Part 2 of the Mueller Report. I'm going to start off where I ended earlier with Part 1. So let's just dive into it. It's page 21.2, U.S. operations through IRA-controlled social media accounts. Okay, here we go. Dozens of IRA employees were responsible for operating accounts and personas on different U.S. social media platforms. The IRA referred to employees assigned to operate the social media account as quote-unquote specialists, footnote 42. Starting as early as 2014, the IRA's U.S. operations included social media specialists focusing on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, footnote 43. The IRA later added specialists who operated on Tumblr and Instagram accounts, footnote 44. Initially, the IRA created social media accounts that pretended to be personal accounts of U.S. persons, footnote 45. By early 2015, the IRA began to create larger social media groups or public social media pages that claimed, parentheses falsely, to be affiliated with U.S. political and grassroots organizations. In certain cases, the IRA created accounts that mimicked real U.S. organizations. For example, one IRA-controlled Twitter account, @10_GOP, purported to be connected to the Tennessee Republican Party. More commonly, the IRA created accounts in the names of fictitious U.S. organizations and grassroots groups and used these accounts to pose as anti-immigration groups, Tea Party activists, Black Lives Matter protesters, and other U.S. social and political activists. The IRA closely monitored the activity of its social media accounts. Paragraph redacted. It says harm to ongoing matter. Next paragraph. Redacted. Harm to ongoing matter. Footnote 40, redacted, harm to ongoing matter. Footnote 41, redacted, harm to ongoing matter. Footnote 42, redacted, harm to ongoing matter. Footnote 43, redacted, harm to ongoing matter. And again, remember when I say harm to ongoing matter, whatever I say after redacted is what's showing in the redacted black space. Footnote 44, CEG-SM-223-0634, serial 179. Redacted, harm to ongoing matter. Footnote 45, C, Facebook ID 10001139046680 2, parentheses Alex Anderson. Facebook ID 10000962617320 4, parentheses Andrea Hansen. Next, Facebook ID 100009728618427, parentheses Gary Williams. Then Facebook ID 10001364004337, parentheses Lakeisha Richardson. Footnote 46, the account claimed to be the quote-unquote unofficial Twitter of Tennessee Republicans, and made posts that appeared to be endorsements of the state political party. See, for example, @10_GOP. April 3rd, 2016, tweet. Quote, the tweet says, Tennessee GOP backs @RealDonaldTrump, period. And then it has #MakeAmericaGreatAgain, #TNGOP for Tennessee GOP, then #Tennessee, then #GOP. Next paragraph, redacted in full, harm to ongoing matter. And then there's a footnote 7. Next paragraph, redacted in full, harm to ongoing matter. Next paragraph. By February 2016, internal IRA documents referred to support for the Trump campaign in opposition to candidate Clinton. Footnote 49. For example, redacted, directions to IRA operations, redacted, harm to ongoing matter. Quote, main idea, use any opportunity to criticize Hillary Clinton and the rest, except Sanders and Trump, we support them. Close quotes. Footnote 50. The rest of the paragraph is redacted. It says harm to ongoing matter. Next paragraph. The focus of the U.S. presidential campaign continued throughout 2016. In, redacted, 2016 internal, redacted, reviewing the IRA-controlled Facebook group Secured Borders, in parentheses. The author criticized the, quote, lower number of posts dedicated to criticizing Hillary Clinton, close quotes, and reminded the Facebook specialist, quote, it is imperative to intensify criticizing Hillary Clinton, footnote 51. More footnotes. Footnote 47. Redacted. Harm to ongoing matter. Footnote 48. See SM-223-0634, serial 131. Redacted. Harm to ongoing matter. Footnote 49. The IRA posted content about the Clinton candidacy before Clinton officially announced her presidential campaign. IRA-controlled social media accounts criticized Clinton's record as Secretary of State and promoted various critiques of her candidacy. The IRA also used other techniques. The remaining footnote is redacted for harm to ongoing matter. Then it says CSM-223-0634, serial 70. Footnote 50, redacted, harm to ongoing matter. Next paragraph. IRA employees also acknowledge that their work focused on influencing the U.S. presidential election. Redacted, harm to ongoing matter. Next paragraph, fully redacted. Harm to ongoing matter. Number 3, U.S. operations through Facebook. Many IRA operations use Facebook accounts created and operated by its specialists. The remaining paragraph, redacted, harm to ongoing matter. Paragraph and 3 bullet points, all redacted, harm to ongoing matter. Next paragraph, redacted, harm to ongoing matter. With footnote 4, IRA Facebook groups active during the 2016 campaign covered a range of political issues and included purported conservative groups with names such as, quote, being patriotic, or, quote, stop all immigrants, or, quote, secured borders, and, quote, Tea Party News. Purported black social justice groups, quote, Black Matters, or, quote, Blacktivist, and, quote, Don't Shoot Us. LGBTQ groups, quote, LGBT United, and religious groups, quote, United Muslims of America. Footnote 51, redacted, harm to ongoing matter. Footnote 52, redacted, harm to ongoing matter. Footnote 53, redacted, harm to ongoing matter. Footnote 54, redacted, harm to ongoing matter. Throughout 2016, IRA accounts published an increasing number of materials supporting the Trump campaign and opposing the Clinton campaign. For example, on May 31, 2016, the operational account, quote, Matt Skyber, close quotes, began to privately message dozens of pro-Trump Facebook groups, asking him to help plan a, quote, pro-Trump rally near Trump Tower. Footnote 55. To reach large U.S. audiences, the IRA purchased advertisements from Facebook that promoted the IRA groups on the news feeds of U.S. audience members. According to Facebook, the IRA purchased over 3,500 advertisements, and the expenditures totaled approximately $100,000. Footnote 56. During the U.S. presidential campaign, many IRA purchased advertisements explicitly supported or opposed a presidential candidate or promoted U.S. rallies organized by the IRA, discussed below. As early as March 2016, the IRA purchased advertisements that overtly opposed the Clinton campaign. For example, on March 18, 2016, the IRA purchased an advertisement depicting candidate Clinton and a caption that read in part, quote, if one day God lets this liar enter the White House as a president, hyphen, that day would be a real national tragedy, close quotes, footnote 57. Similarly, on April 6, 2016, the IRA purchased advertisements for its account Black Matters, calling for a, quote, flash mob of U.S. persons to, quote, take a photo with hashtag Hillary Clinton for prison 2016 or hashtag no Hillary 2016. Footnote 58. IRA purchased advertisements featuring Clinton were, with very few exceptions, negative. Footnote 59. IRA purchased advertisements referencing candidate Trump largely supported his campaign. The first known IRA advertisement, The first known IRA advertisement explicitly endorsing the Trump campaign was purchased on April 19th, 2016. By the way, if you did not listen, I'm stopping the reading right here. For anybody who didn't listen to part one of my podcast, IRA does not refer to the Irish Republican Army, which is what I keep thinking. The IRA is now considered in this report and in, I guess, conversations, the Internet Research Agency, which is the Russian troll farm out of St. Petersburg, Russia. My understanding, it's now been closed. It's no longer operating at that address. So when I'm saying IRA, it's not anything to do with Ireland. It's the Internet Research Agency that was housed out of St. Petersburg, Russia. Okay, so I'm going to continue. The IRA bought an advertisement for its Instagram account, Tea Party News, asking U.S. persons to help them, quote, make a patriotic team of young Trump supporters, close quotes, by uploading photos with the hashtag Kids for Trump, all in capitals. Footnote 60. In subsequent months, the IRA purchased dozens of advertisements supporting the Trump campaign, predominantly through the Facebook group, quote, Being Patriotic, or, quote, Stop All Invaders, and, quote, Secured Borders. Footnote 55. May 31st, 2016, Facebook message ID 10000992290841 with the name of Matt Skyber to ID redacted personal privacy. Then it says May 31st, 2016, Facebook message ID, again, Matt Skyber to ID redacted personal privacy. Footnote 56, social media influence in the 2016 U.S. election, hearing before the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, 115th Congress, from November 1st, 2017. Testimony of Colin Stretch, General Counsel of Facebook. Footnote 57, March 18th, 2016. Facebook advertisement ID 604-5505-152-575. Footnote 58, April 6th, 2016. Facebook advertisement ID 604-374-022-5319. Footnote 59, see SM-223-0634, serial 213, parentheses, documenting politically oriented advertisements from the larger set provided by Facebook. Footnote 60, April 19, 2016, Facebook advertisement ID 604-515-109-4235. New paragraph. Collectively, the IRA's social media accounts reach tens of millions of U.S. persons. Individual IRA social media accounts attracted hundreds of thousands of followers. For example, at the time they were deactivated by Facebook in mid-2017, the IRA's, quote, United Muslims of America Facebook group had over 300,000 followers. The, quote, Don't Shoot Us Facebook group had over 250,000 followers. And the, quote, Being Patriotic Facebook group had over 200,000 followers. The Secured Borders Facebook group had over 130,000 followers. Footnote 61. According to Facebook, in total, the IRA-controlled accounts made over 80,000 posts before their deactivation in August 2017, and these posts reached at least 29 million U.S. persons and, quote, may have reached an estimated 126 million people, close quotes, footnote 62. Paragraph 4. U.S. operations through Twitter. A number of IRA employees assigned to the translator department served as Twitter specialists. Redacted, harm to ongoing matter. Footnote 63. The IRA's Twitter operations involved two strategies. First, IRA specialists operated certain Twitter accounts to create individual U.S. personas, comma, redacted, harm to ongoing matter. Footnote 4. Separately, the IRA operated a network of automated Twitter accounts, quote, parentheses, commonly referred to as a bot network, close parentheses, that enabled the IRA to amplify existing content on Twitter. Paragraph A, individualized accounts, redacted, harm to ongoing matter. Footnote 65, then again, redacted, harm to ongoing matter. Footnote 61, see Facebook ID 147-993-689-565-6747, which is the ID for United Muslims of America. Facebook ID 115-7233-4009-60126, which is the Facebook group Don't Shoot. Facebook ID 1601-685-693-432-389 is the Facebook group Being Patriotic. Facebook ID 757-183-957-716-200 is the Facebook group Secured Borders. Then redacted, harm to ongoing matter. Another full paragraph, redacted, harm to ongoing matter. And then redacted, harm to ongoing matter. Footnote 62. Social media influence in the 2016 U.S. election. Hearing before the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, 115th Congress, November 1st, 2017. Testimony of Colin Stretch, General Counsel of Facebook. Footnote 63. Redacted, harm to ongoing matter. Footnote 64, redacted, harm to ongoing matter. Footnote 65, redacted, harm to ongoing matter. Another redaction, harm to ongoing matter. New paragraph. Actually, and then the new paragraph, and then it says, footnote 66. The IRA operated individualized Twitter accounts, similar to the operation of its Facebook accounts, by continuously posting original content to the accounts while also communicating with U.S. Twitter users directly, parentheses, through public tweeting or Twitter's private messaging, close parentheses. New paragraph. The IRA used many of these accounts to attempt to influence U.S. audiences on the election. Individualized accounts used to influence the U.S. presidential election included at 10, T-E-N, underscore GOP, described above, at Jen Abrams, J-E-N-N, underscore A-B-R-A-M-S, parentheses, claiming to be a Virginia Trump supporter with 70,000 followers, comma, at Pamela Moore 13, P-A-M-E-L-A underscore Moore, M-O-O-R-E 13, parentheses, claiming to be a Texan Trump supporter with 70,000 followers, and at America First, A-M-E-R-I-C-A underscore 1-S-T, and then also underscore, which is parentheses, an anti-immigration persona with 24,000 followers, footnote 67. In May 2016, the IRA created the Twitter account at March for Trump, M-A-R-C-H underscore F-O-R underscore T-R-U-M-P, which promoted IRA-organized rallies in support of the Trump campaign, described below, footnote 68. New paragraph, redacted, harm to ongoing matter. New paragraph. Redacted, harm to ongoing matter. New paragraph. Using these accounts and others, the IRA provoked reactions from users in the media. Multiple IRA posted tweets gained popularity. Footnote 70. U.S. media outlets also quoted tweets from IRA-controlled accounts and attributed them to the reactions of real U.S. persons. Footnote 71. Similarly, numerous high-profile U.S. persons, including former Ambassador Michael McFaul, footnote 72, Roger Stone, footnote 73, Sean Hannity, footnote 74, and Michael Flynn Jr., footnote 75, retweeted or responded to tweets posted to these IRA-controlled accounts. Multiple individuals affiliated with the Trump campaign also promoted IRA tweets discussed below. Footnote 66, redacted, harm to ongoing matter. Footnote 67, other individualized accounts included at Missouri News US, MissouriNewsUS, which had an account with 3,800 followers that posted pro-Sanders and anti-Clinton material. Footnote 68, C, at March for Trump, M-A-R-C-H underscore F-O-R underscore score T-R-U-M-P. May 30th, 2016 tweet, first post from that account. Footnote 69, redacted harm to ongoing matter. Footnote 70, for example, one IRA account tweeted, quote, to those people who hate the Confederate flag, did you know that the flag and the war wasn't about slavery, it was all about money, close quotes. The tweet received over 40,000 responses. This is from at Jen Abrams, J-E-N-N underscore A-B-R-A-M-S, from April 24th, 2017 at 2:37 p.m. tweet. Footnote 71. Josephine Lucchetto and Chris Wells. Most major outlets have used Russian tweets as sources for partisan opinion. Study, Colombian Journalism Review, March 8, 2018. See also Twitter steps up to explain hashtag New York values to Ted Cruz, Washington Post article, January 15, 2016, citing IRA tweet. Also, people are slamming the CIA for claiming Russia tried to help Donald Trump. U.S. News and World Report article, December 12, 2016. Paragraph B, IRA botnet activities. Paragraph 1, redacted, harm to ongoing matter, footnote 6. Paragraph 2, redacted, harm to ongoing matter, footnote 7. Paragraph 3, redacted, harm to ongoing matter, footnote 78. New paragraph. In January 2018, Twitter publicly identified 3,814 Twitter accounts associated with the IRA, footnote 79. According to Twitter, in the 10 weeks before the 2016 U.S. presidential election, these accounts posted approximately 175,993 tweets, quote, approximately 8.4% of which were election-related, close quotes, footnote 80. Twitter also announced that it had notified approximately 1.4 million people who Twitter believed may have been in contact with an IRA-controlled account, footnote 81. Footnote 72. At McFaul, M-C-F-A-U-L, April 30th, 2016 tweet, parentheses responding to tweet by underscore Jen, sorry, at Jen underscore Abrams. Footnote 73, at Roger J. Stone Jr., R-O-G-E-R-J-S-T-O-N-E-J-R, May 30th, 2016 tweet, retweeting at Pamela underscore Moore 13, also at Roger J. Stone Jr., 4-26-2016 tweet, the same. Footnote 74. At Sean Hannity, S-E-A-N-H-A-N-N-I-T-Y, June 21st, 2017 tweet, retweeting at Pamela underscore Moore 13. Footnote 75. M. Flynn Jr., M-F-L-Y-N-N-J-R, June 22nd, 2017 tweet, RT of at Jen underscore Abrams. This is what happens when you add the voice over of an old documentary about mental illness onto video of SJWs, close quotes. Footnote 76. A botnet refers to a network of private computers or accounts controlled as a group to send specific automated messages. On the Twitter network, botnets can be used to promote and republish or, quote, retweet, close quote, specific tweets or hashtags in order for them to gain larger audiences. Footnote 77, redacted, harm to ongoing matter. Footnote 78, redacted, harm to ongoing matter. Footnote 79, Eli Rosenberg, Twitter to tell 677,000 users they were had by the Russians. Some signs show the problem continues. A Washington Post article dated January 19, 2019. Point 5. U.S. operations involving political rallies. New paragraph. The IRA organized and promoted political rallies inside the United States while posing as U.S. grassroots activists. First, the IRA used one of its pre-existing social media personas, quotes, I'm sorry, parentheses, Facebook groups and Twitter accounts, for example, to announce and promote the event. The IRA then sent a large number of direct messages to followers of its social media account asking them to attend the event. From those who responded with interest in attending, the IRA then sought a U.S. person to serve as the event's coordinator. In most cases, the IRA account operator would tell the U.S. person that they personally could not attend the event due to some pre-existing conflict or because they were somewhere else in the United States. Footnote 82. The IRA then further promoted the event by contacting U.S. media about the event and directing them to speak with the coordinator. Footnote 83. After the event, the IRA posted videos and photographs of the event to the IRA's social media accounts. Footnote 84. The office identified dozens of U.S. rallies organized by the IRA. The earliest evidence of a rally was a, quote, Confederate rally in November 2015. Footnote 85. The IRA continued to organize rallies even after the 2016 U.S. presidential election. The attendance at rallies varied. Some rallies appear to have drawn few, if any, participants, while others drew hundreds. The reach and success of these rallies was closely monitored. Redacted, harmed ongoing matter for the rest of the paragraph. Footnote 80, Twitter. Quote, update on Twitter's review of the 2016 election. Close quotes, updated January 31st, 2018. Twitter also reported identifying 50,258 automated accounts connected to the Russian government, which tweeted more than a million times in the 10 weeks before the election. Footnote 81, Twitter, quote, update on Twitter's review of the 2016 U.S. election, close quotes, updated January 31st, 2018. Footnote 82, August 20th, 2016, Facebook message ID 10000992290841 of Matt Skyber to ID redacted personal privacy. Footnote 83, see, for example, July 21st, 2016 email at joshmilton024@gmail.com. That's joshmilton024@gmail.com to redacted personal privacy, semicolon, July 21st, 2016 email, joshmilton024@gmail.com to redacted personal privacy. Footnote 84, at March for Trump, MARCH_FOR_TRUMP, June 25th, 2016 tweet, parentheses, posting photos from rally outside Trump Tower. Footnote 85, Instagram ID 222-801-2168, a group called Stand for Freedom, November 3rd, 2015 post, in quotes, good evening, buds. Well, I am planning to organize a Confederate rally, dot, 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 in Houston on the 14th of November, and I want more people to attend, close quotes. New paragraph, redacted, harm to ongoing matter. It's a massive paragraph, a page long. New page, new paragraph. From June 2016 until the end of the presidential campaign, almost all of the U.S. rallies organized by the IRA focused on the U.S. election, often promoting the Trump campaign and opposing the Clinton campaign. Pro-Trump rallies included three in New York, a series of pro-Trump rallies in Florida in August 2016, and a series of pro-Trump rallies in October 2016 in Pennsylvania. The Florida rallies drew the attention of the Trump campaign, which posted about the Miami rally on candidate Trump's Facebook account, as discussed below. Footnote 86. Many of the same IRA employees who oversaw the IRA's social media accounts also conducted the day-to-day recruiting for political rallies inside the United States. The remaining of the paragraphs redacted, harm to ongoing matter. Then there's footnote 87. Next to these two paragraphs I just talked about, there's a poster, an image. It's an IRA poster for Pennsylvania rallies organized by the IRA. There's a picture of a man in a miner, like a coal miner. It says, miners for Trump, bring back our jobs, help Mr. Trump fix it, and when and where. It says October 2nd at 2 p.m., Steel Plaza, Pittsburgh, and a plaza in Philly. So that's the image. Point six, targeting recruitment of U.S. persons. As early as 2014, the IRA instructed its employees to target U.S. persons who could be used to advance its operational goals. Initially, recruitment focused on U.S. persons who could amplify the content posted by the IRA. Remaining paragraph, redacted, harm to ongoing matter. New paragraph, redacted, harm to ongoing matter, with footnote 88 at the end. New paragraph, IRA employees frequently use redacted, says investigative technique. Then says Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to contact and recruit U.S. persons who followed the group. The IRA recruited U.S. persons from across the political spectrum. For example, the IRA targeted the family of redacted, personal privacy, and a number of black social justice activists, who, while posing as a grassroots group called, quote, Black Matters U.S., close quotes, footnote 89. In February 2017, the persona Black Fist, in quotes, purporting to want to teach African Americans to protect themselves when contacted by law enforcement, hired a self-defense instructor in New York to offer classes sponsored by the group, quote-unquote, Black Fist. The IRA also recruited moderators of conservative social media groups to promote IRA-generated content, footnote 90, as well as recruited individuals to perform political acts, parentheses, such as walk around New York City, dressed up as Santa Claus with a Trump mask, close parentheses, footnote 91. New paragraph, redacted, harm to ongoing matter, then with footnote 2. Remaining of the paragraph, redacted, harm to ongoing matter, then with footnote 93. New paragraph, redacted, harm to ongoing matter. As the IRA's online audience became larger, the IRA tracked U.S. persons with whom they communicated and had successfully tasked, parentheses with tasks ranging from organizing rallies to taking pictures with certain political messages. Remainder of paragraph, redacted, harm to ongoing matter. Footnote 95. Footnote 86 at the bottom. The pro-Trump rallies were organized through multiple Facebook, Twitter, and email accounts. See, for example, Facebook ID of Matt Skiver. Facebook ID being patriotic. Twitter account at March_4_Trump. Also, email address being patriotic, BEINGPATRIOTIC at gmail.com. Parentheses. Rallies were organized in New York on June 25, 2016, Florida on August 20, 2016, and Pennsylvania on October 2, 2016. Footnote 87, redacted, harm to ongoing matter. Footnote 88, redacted, harm to ongoing matter. Footnote 89, March 11, 2016, Facebook advertisement ID, 604-507-828-9928, May 6, 2016. Facebook advertisement ID, 605-165-242-3528, October 26, 2016. Facebook advertisement ID, 605-523-860-4687, October 27, 2016. Facebook message ID, redacted for personal privacy, and ID for Taylor Brooks. Footnote 90, August 19, 2016, Facebook message ID for Matt Skiber to ID, redacted for personal privacy. Footnote 91, December 8, 2016, email robot, spelled R-O-B-O-T, at craigslist.org to beingpatriotic at gmail.com, which was confirming the Craigslist advertisement. Footnote 92, August 18th, 19th, 2016, Twitter direct messages or DMs from at March_4_Trump and redacted for personal privacy. Footnote 93, see, for example, November 11th, November 27, 2016 Facebook messages ID for Taylor Brooks and ID redacted for personal privacy. Parentheses, arranging to pay for plane tickets and for a bullhorn. Footnote 94. See, for example, September 10, 2016, Facebook message ID for Matt Skiber and ID redacted for personal privacy. Parentheses, discussing payment for rally supplies. August 18, 2016, a Twitter direct message or DM from at March_4_Trump to redacted for personal privacy, parentheses, discussing payment for construction materials. Footnote 95, redacted, harm to ongoing matter. New paragraph, redacted, harm to ongoing matter. Point 7, interactions and contacts with the Trump campaign. The investigation identified two different forms of connections between the IRA and members of the Trump campaign. The investigation identified no similar connections between the IRA and the Clinton campaign. First, on multiple occasions, members and surrogates of the Trump campaign promoted, hyphen, typically by liking, retweeting, or similar methods of reposting, pro-Trump or anti-Clinton content published by the IRA through IRA-controlled social media accounts. Additionally, in a few instances, IRA employees represented themselves as U.S. persons to communicate with members of the Trump campaign in an effort to seek assistance and coordination on IRA-organized political rallies inside the United States. Point A, Trump campaign promotion of IRA political materials. Among the U.S., quote, leaders of public opinion, close quotes, targeted by the IRA were various members and surrogates of the Trump campaign. In total, Trump campaign affiliates promoted dozens of tweets, posts, and other political content created by the IRA. Posts from the IRA-controlled Twitter account @10TEN_GOP were cited or retweeted by multiple Trump campaign officials and surrogates, including Donald J. Trump Jr., footnote 96, Eric Trump, footnote 97, Kellyanne Conway, footnote 98, Brad Parscale, or Parscale, footnote 99, and Michael T. Flynn, footnote 100. These posts include allegations of voter fraud, footnote 101, as well as allegations that Secretary Clinton had mishandled classified information, footnote 102. Footnote 96 says, see, for example, at Donald J. Trump Jr., October 26, 2016 tweet. RT, he retweeted, @10_GOP, breaking thousands of names changed on voter rolls in Indiana. Police investigating, #voterfraud, #drainthewamp. Also, @DonaldJTrump Jr., November 2nd, 2016, tweet, RT, he retweeted, @10_GOP, breaking, #voterfraud, by counting tens of thousands of ineligible mail in Hillary votes being reported in Broward County, Florida. Also, @DonaldJTrump Jr., November 8th, 2016, tweet, he retweeted, @10_GOP, this vet passed away last month before he could vote for Trump. Here he is in his #MAGA hat, #voted, #election day. Trump Jr. retweeted additional @10_GOP content subsequent to the election. A November 7, 2016 post from the IRA-controlled Twitter account @Pamela_Moore13 was retweeted by Donald Trump Jr. Footnote 103. On September 17, 2017, President Trump's personal account @RealDonaldTrump responded to a tweet from the IRA-controlled account @10GOP. Now, this is the numbers 10_GOP. And then it says, parentheses, the backup account of @TEN_GOP, which had already been deactivated by Twitter. The tweet read, quote, we love you, Mr. President, close quotes, footnote 104. IRA employees monitored the reaction of the Trump campaign and later Trump administration officials to their tweets. For example, on August 23, 2016, the IRA-controlled persona, quote, Matt Skyber's Facebook account sent a message to a U.S. Tea Party activist writing that, quote, Mr. Trump posted about our event in Miami. This is great. Close quotes, footnote 105. The IRA employee included a screenshot of candidate Trump's Facebook account, which included a post about the August 20th, 2016 political rallies organized by the IRA. And next to these paragraphs, they actually have the image, the screenshot of the Trump Facebook account from Matt Skyber. And it has Donald J. Trump at the top, his image, Thank you for your support. Miami, my team, just shared photos from your Trump sign-waving day yesterday. I love you. There's no question together. We'll make America great again. And there's images of people with vote Donald and win. But at the bottom, it says you, where, you know, people that like the image, it says you, and then it's redacted for personal privacy. Footnote 97, at Eric Trump, October 20th, 2016, he retweeted at @TEN_GOP, breaking Hillary shuts down press conference when asked about DNC operatives corruption and #voterfraud, #debatenight, #TrumpB. Footnote 98, Kellyanne Polls, KellyannePolls, November 6, 2016. She retweeted @TEN_GOP, mother of jailed sailor, hold Hillary to same standards as my son, unclassified info, #Hillary's email, #Wienergate. Footnote 99, Parscale, Parcale, October 15, 2016, tweet, thousands of deplorables chanting to the media, tell the truth, RT if you are also done with biased media, #FridayFeeling. Footnote 100, Jen Flynn, GenFlynn, November 7, 2016, retweeting @TEN_GOP post that included in part @RealDonaldTrump and @Mike_Pence will be our next POTUS and VPOTUS. Footnote 101, @TEN_GOP, October 11, 2016 tweet, North Carolina finds 2,214 voters over the age of 110. Footnote 102, @TEN_GOP, November 6, 2016 tweet, mother of jailed sailor, quote, hold Hillary to the same standards as my son on classified info, #HillaryEmail, #Wienergate. Footnote 103, Donald J. Trump Jr., November 7, 2016, retweets @Pamela_Moore13, Detroit residents speak out against the failed policies of Obama, Hillary, and Democrats. Footnote 104, @RealDonaldTrump, September 19, 2017, 7:33 p.m. Tweet, thank you for your support, Miami. My team just shared photos from your Trump sign waving day yesterday. I love you, and there is no question, together, we'll make America great again. Footnote 105, August 23rd, 2016, Facebook message ID of Matt Skyber to Facebook message ID, redacted, personal privacy. New paragraph, redacted, harm to ongoing matter. Paragraph B, contact with the Trump campaign officials in connection to rallies. Starting in June 2016, the IRA contacted different U.S. persons affiliated with the Trump campaign in an effort to coordinate pro-Trump IRA organized rallies inside the United States. In all cases, the IRA contacted the campaign while claiming to be U.S. political activists working on behalf of a conservative grassroots organization. The IRA's contacts included requests for signs and other materials to use at rallies, footnote 107, as well as requests to promote the rallies and help coordinate logistics, footnote 108. While certain campaign volunteers agreed to provide the requested support, for example, agreeing to set aside a number of signs, the investigation has not identified evidence that any Trump campaign official understood the requests that were coming from foreign nationals. In sum, the investigation established that Russia interfered in the 2016 presidential election through the, quote, active measures, close quotes, social media campaign carried out by the IRA, an organization funded by Prigozhin and companies that he controlled. As explained further in Volume 1, Section 5, A, Infra, the office concluded, and a grand jury has alleged, that Prigozhin, his companies, and IRA employees violated U.S. law through these operations, principally by undermining through deceptive acts the work of federal agencies charged with regulating foreign influence in U.S. elections. Footnote 106, redacted, harm to ongoing matter. Footnote 107, C, for example, August 16, 2016 email, joshmilton024@gmail.com to redacted personal privacy @donaldtrump.com parentheses, asking for Trump-Pence signs for Florida rally. August 18, 2016 email, joshmilton024@gmail.com to redacted personal privacy at donaldtrump.com, parentheses, asking for Trump-Pence signs for Florida rally. August 12, 2016 email, joshmilton024@gmail.com to redacted personal privacy at donaldtrump.com, parentheses, asking for contact phone numbers for Trump campaign affiliates in various Florida cities and signs. Footnote 108, August 15, 2016 email, redacted for personal privacy, to joshmilton024@gmail.com, parentheses, asking to add locations to the Florida Goes Trump list. August 16, 2016 email, redacted for personal privacy, to joshmilton024@gmail.com, parentheses, volunteering to send an email blast to followers. I'm going to stop there, because Roman numeral 3 is starting, which is Roman numeral 3, Russian hacking and dumping operations. We'll pick up there in part 3. This is Lawrence Wojciechowski with the Democracy Talk Fest podcast. Like my Facebook page, Democracy Talk Fest. Tweet me at DemocracyTalkF1. Follow me on Instagram at TalkFestDemocracy. It's reversed, so you want to find me as TalkFestDemocracy on Instagram. Follow me there. Subscribe and listen to the Democracy Talk Fest podcast. Bookmark my website at democracytalkfest.com. Have patience with me. I'm working on updating the website and getting up and running, but bookmark it. It's going to be live soon. Find the Democracy Talk Fest podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Breaker, CastBox, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Anchor.fm, and at the website, coming soon, democracytalkfest.com. Remember, we're saving democracy now. Viva democracy. This is the end of part 2 of the Mueller Report. There will be part 3 and many others going through it. Keep listening. I'm going to keep you updated. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.